Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 84, verses 7 to 8.
They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah.
Hallelujah. You know, when you just think of this whole psalm now, the birds have provision from God to have nests and to bring up the young in the presence of God. And so also the psalm tells us here that in the house of the God, we've got all provision and all favor is made available to us to be on a pilgrimage, be in a growing adventure in the presence of God. And here we just can just see again, we appear before God in Zion. And that's Hebrews 12, 22. Honors you read it, you've come to the living God, you come to Jesus, and then you're listening to Jesus. So you're developing on schedule, and you're enjoying heaven's provision. And then that wonderful scripture in Colossians that says, in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him. So it's a present reality that the kingdom is here, God is here, the Son is here, the leadings is here, the provision is here for us to go through the valley of the shadow of death, the valley of Baca, and be everything God made us to be, the sons and kings of the earth, coming against this demonic oppression that is taking place. So be encouraged. I think again of John 14 as well. If you love me, you'll abide in my word, you'll continue in my word, and then my Father will come live with you, and I will come live with you. And that's life in abundance. Bible says this is eternal life, that you know the Father and you know the Son. And so from the turning away from darkness, from the coming home, like the prodigals, that's what we got to wake up to. We're not playing church no longer. We are the church, the body of Christ, the called out ones. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine in the presence and provision of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.